Hello, and welcome to the Ordinary People's Theatre Show. I'm your host, Emma Sheehan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy our comedy mixtapes, mini-soaps, and short stories. Super smart tales with a dark twist, with the odd classic tale thrown in for good measure. We upload here, fortnightly on Mondays, and for more information about us, go to ordinarypeoplestheatre.co.uk. Enjoy the show. Morning by Emma Sheehan. I don't know what you're referring to. I'm actually amazed that for once you do seem to have got me something a bit decent, after all your claims of being PR to the stars. Will you stop rabbiting? I have now arrived and have to go in. Just make sure you're splashing my top of the morning debut all over social media. Ciao, Perdita!
Good morning, Susan, or should I say, top of the morning. Welcome to our little show.
Judith? Judith! Yes, hello. Good morning.
Something amusing you, Susan?
No, not at all.
No, please do share the joke, Susan. Something has obviously tickled you.
No, don't mind me. Just first day nerves, probably. Just butterflies and,
Well, what?
Well, to be honest, your hair was a bit of a shock, Judith. What happened to your long black hair?
My hair? Yes, I thought I would refresh it to go for something completely modern.
Modern? Oh, I didn't realise a ginger crop on a middle-aged woman was modern.
It's Titian Red Shaggy Bob.
A what?
A Titian Red Shaggy Bob. Titian Red, it's a colour. It's a shaggy bob. A bob that has some movement in it.
If you say so. If that's what you're calling a ginger crop, fine by me.
It's not ginger. Anyway, I'm not sure you'd be the best judge of these things.
Really? Why's that?
Let's not get into all that. And it's top of the morning.
I know. I know the name of the programme.
Yes, but when I said it, you replied, good morning, when I greeted you.
I was being polite?
No, I meant we greet each other with top of the morning.
What, you say the name of the programme every day to each other instead of hello?
Yes, it brings a sense of togetherness.
It seems a bit controlling, but if that's your little thing...
Yes, it is.
OK, let's hope it doesn't get exhausting.
Well, I wouldn't know what is tiring for a woman of your years, would I, Susan?
Is that some sort of ageist comment, Judith?
Now, don't be like that, Susan.
Me? I'm just checking you're on the right side of the law. It's difficult for me. I'm the new girl here. I wouldn't want to start off with having to register an official complaint of ageism on day one, would I?
Well, let's get on with this and see how the pilot goes, shall we?
The pilot?
Susan, I have been the anchorwoman of Top of the Morning for 5 years. Every now and again the co-host moves on or gets above their station and has to go. So you are on a trial as a co-host.
Above their station? What is the co-host's station, then?
I'm the anchorwoman, and I have a co-host to bring up the rear.
I'm not here to bring up anyone's rear, thank you, Judith.
It's just to give me a break and do the fluff stuff, really.
Fluff stuff?
Fluff stuff. Viewers knitting a life-size pope, pensioners skydiving, cats that look like Charlie Chaplin, world record for a dominoes match. All the rubbish that isn't really a decent story.
Nope. No rears and no fluff stuff. My agent never mentioned any fluff or stuff. I am doing a trial over the summer as co-anchor.
Co-anchor? Now there's some mistake, I'm afraid, Susan. I'm the anchor woman and you're my co-host for fluff stuff. Now, shall we just get on with it? As I see you may need some extra time in makeup.
Okay, Judith. Although you should be quick getting your hair camera ready, what with your modern ginger crop.
It's a Titian Red Shaggy Bob. Top of the morning to you. Thanks for joining us. We have a brilliant show lined up for you today. So whatever you're doing, getting the kids ready, buttering your toast, ironing your shirt before getting on the road for your commute, do it with us. But first, let me introduce our co-host for the summer, someone you Marlene Salon fans may well recognise. It's ex-soap queen Susan Lavon.
Thank you, Judith, and top of the morning, everyone. It's a privilege to be here with you all. I am really excited to be doing the show. Although I'll correct you right away, Judith, I'm not an ex-soap queen, I'm a current one.
Is that right, Susan? I haven't seen you there for ages. I thought your character had been axed.
Axed? How silly of you, Judith. No, my character is currently in Argentina and she's...
Oh, so off screen, unless Marlene Salon has the budget to film abroad. I wouldn't have thought so. It's known for its wobbly sets, isn't it?
Off screen while I'm here, but my character is certainly not axed.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Your character was killed off, wasn't she?
No, she was not. I had a tiny bit of time off, worked on a Jude Law thing and a Hugh Grant film.
Oh, how exciting, a film star among us. What's Hugh Grant really like?
I didn't have any scenes with him and I...
Oh dear, non-speaking part, was it?
No, it was not. I'm...
Left on the cutting room floor, were you?
No, I am in the film and
I'm a big Hugh Grant fan and I don't remember you in anything he's been in.
Come now, Judith. You're not telling our lovely viewers that you don't do your research, are you?
My research is second to none.
Sounds a bit sloppy to me. Maybe keep your eyes open then.
Your part must have been so tiny I blinked and missed it.
I'm starting to wonder if they cut off a few memory cells when you got that ginger crop.
Oh, very funny, Susan. I'm wondering what everyone at home thinks of my new Titian Red Shaggy Bob. It's modern, but I'm feeling brave. What do you think, ladies?
And gents, let's hear what the gents have to say about your ginger crop too, Judith. This isn't a sexist show, is it?
I can see we are going to have a lot of fun now Susan is on board for a few weeks, eh, viewers?
It's a pleasure to be here, Judith. Thanks for having me, everyone.
Let's go over to Damien for our first look at the weather. Thank you, Damien.
Seems like a good start. How long does this weather guy waffle on for?
Not long. Don't go fiddling with your mic or smearing your lipstick. Sometimes we get a dozy cameraman who switches back to us at the wrong time. Look professional at all times.
Are you kidding me? Professional? I've been on set since I was a teenager. I can give you a few tips, Judith.
Not about live TV, you can't. It's not a quick scene on a lousy soap you've been on for 60 years that can be done over and over. This is the cutting edge, Susan.
I'm 44 and I wouldn't know about lousy soaps, Judith. I'm in Marlene's salon. I am cutting edge.
I rest my case. You're so busy on it. You're the top of the morning sofa. Not as a guest, but as a jobbing presenter in training. Also, stop going on about my hair and calling it a ginger crop and... Thank you, Damien. Although, should we be thanking you for all that wet weekend you're promising us all?
Don't blame the messenger, Judith. Thank you, Damien. I don't know about your viewers, but Damien always gives me a little lift, come rain or shine, do you agree, ladies? Oh, Damien, that's so sweet. You missed that, viewers, but our beloved weatherman just blew me a kiss.
Did he? I think we all missed that.
Oh, there he goes again. He's frantically waving now.
Yes, okay, Susan.
Oh, sorry, viewers. I'm getting carried away. It's butterflies. I'll know you'll help this new girl settle in, viewers. I'm just so touched as Damien has been the friendliest person on set so far.
I think we have a joker here on Top of the Morning. Ladies and gents, don't you? We've all been going nuts over having her on set for a while. She's so amazing, isn't she?
Nuts? Someone's going a bit nuts, I think. We have been having a laugh, haven't we? We confess we've been a bit naughty during the weather, and we were having a bit of a giggle over Judith's new ginger crop, haven't we, Judith?
Oh, now you're just being silly, Susan. But thank you for admiring my Titian red shaggy bob.
I don't know what our amazing viewers think, but I've never heard of anyone asking for a shabby hairdo. Oh, but here is one lovely boy who's anything but shabby. Have a look at this beautiful ginger kitten born with no tail in this little film sent in from Muriel in Torquay.
Aw, so cute. Susan, stop insulting my hair. This is the sort of thing that gets co-hosts fired. Sit down. Don't leave the sofa when we are showing clips, Susan.
Keep your wig on, Jude. Or should I say keep your crop on? I was just having a quick chat with Mark and Martin.
Mark and Martin? What about? What? My Mark and Martin? Don't call me Jude.
No, not yours, you idiot. Mark and Martin, the director and producer of this show.
Why? You have no business bothering Mark and Martin. You go through me. They are going to hit the roof.
They were just organising brunch.
Who was?
Me, Mark and Martin.
What? What brunch? Who's having a brunch?
Keep up, numbskull. Me, Mark and Martin. Mark is a huge Marlene Salons fan, so I'm organising a tour of the set for him. Martin's a big Hugh Grant fan, so I'm sorting a signed photo for him. So we thought we'd have a blowout brunch to sort it all out and welcome me to the show.
It's only a trial, you being here. Only a pilot. You've got no business having brunches. You're supposed to be... Oh, I told you that was cute, viewers.
You did. You know what? As I was watching that... Oh, sorry. Sorry, silly, but I'm welling up here. I can't believe how beautiful that kitten was. Thank you, Muriel from Torquay. Oh, I just thought. As I was watching that, I felt like that kitten reminded me of someone. It was the ginger fur. That kitten reminded me of you, Jude.
Not unless a kitten has a Titian red shaggy bob.
No way. That kitten was not shabby. He was very well groomed.
It's a shaggy bob, not shabby.
Pardon?
My hair. It's a shaggy bob, not a shabby bob.
Oh. Okay, Jude. I'm not sure that makes a lot of difference. Not sure who's charging into a salon asking for a shaggy thing. But maybe that's just me. Muriel from Torquay, I've just had a brilliant idea. Have you thought of calling the kitten Jude?
Jude? Why Jude?
After you, Jude.
It's Judith Clothiers. Hope you're not going to be muddling a lot of things up, are you? You won't last long on the Top of the Morning sofa, will she, viewers?
Let us know, Muriel. Do you know what, viewers? I'm feeling more and more settled on this sofa. Thank you for making me so welcome. And don't forget, keep those texts and emails coming in about Judge Ginger Crop.
Enough of all that, Susan. It's over now to Hannah Hamstrings for our morning workout. You should do this, Susan. You look like you could do with doing a few sit-ups. What do you think, viewers?
I'm not sure I understand that, Jude. Are you calling me fat on national television? Not sure what we think about that, are you, viewers? Sounds like a lawsuit in the making to me. We are beautiful whatever size we are. Is that what you usually do, Jude, when Hannah is on? Is that why you sometimes have those sweat patches during the show?
You really are getting on my nerves now. Stop showing off. I can get you removed from this show a click of my fingers. Stop talking rubbish, stop slagging off my hair, and stop calling me Jude. It's Judith. Buck your ideas up, Lavon, or else you will be toast. Thank you, Hannah. I'm feeling more toned up just watching you. Now, all week we've been asking you to send in your recipes. and our Gordon will be rustling up the best each day. Have you got something for us, Susan?
Yes, I have. Our Damien has just handed me an email from his lovely mum, Brenda. Shall I read it out?
Obviously, Susan, our viewers aren't psychic, are they?
It's not actually a recipe idea. It's what we were talking about earlier. It's about your hair, Jude.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you, Damien's mum.
Here goes. I am so pleased to see Susan Lavon from Marlene's Salon on Top of the Morning, as the show has been going downhill a lot lately, so she will add that bit of old school glamour. Although I was a bit put off that she was interviewing Ed Sheeran on her first day, as I'm not a fan of his, but then I realised it was actually Judith Palmer Parker with all her hair locked off and dyed ginger. Oh, thanks, Damien's mum. That's lovely. Thanks for getting in touch. It means the world to me on my first day.
Oh, thanks, Brenda. How lovely to hear from you. I know you've been unwell lately. Sometimes these colds can linger and go to your head. So get well soon.
I did not know you'd been unwell, Damien's mum. That's very naughty of you. I've only just met your lovely boy and he didn't have the time to fill me in. I really don't know about that. Why on earth didn't you let me and the viewers know about Brenda, Judith? And what do you mean exactly that colds can go to your head? Are you suggesting Brenda is confused or something?
Of course not. I was
wow. Just... For a minute there, Jude, I thought you were going to say Brenda was going a bit gaga.
Susan, I plainly didn't. All I said was...
I'm not sure what Judith meant by that, are you, viewers? Sounded like she was saying Brenda's losing her marbles just because she didn't think your crop was amazing.
It's hard for you, Susan, being the new girl, but hopefully you'll speed yourself up and manage to finish your short time here with us.
Well, as long as that's cleared up. Brenda, I'll get your number from Damien, I'll bob you a text and we'll sort a Marlene's Salon tour for you. Get well soon. And don't you worry, your Damien has a brand new bestie here on Top of the Morning. Something smells good. And here's our Gordon rattling those pots and pans in the kitchen. He's brought his big chopper too. Over to you, Gordon. What's cooking, good looking?
I am warning you, Lavon. Pack this in. What the hell was that nonsense about Damien's mum?
It's your own fault. It's you and your sour grapes because viewers hate your hair and are welcoming me.
All that rubbish about Gordon's chopper. Mark and Martin will hit the roof after that. That is not the tone for Top of the Morning. Buck your ideas up or you'll be off before the money-saving expert is on. Sit down. Where do you think you're going?
I'm seeing what Gordon is cooking. Look out, Jude. Here comes Damien with a face like thunder. Probably not happy about you slating his dear old mum. Sorry, viewers, but wow. Gordon, that salsa is so spicy. Just like yourself, Gordon. He's quite the dish, isn't he, viewers?
You are right there, Susan. Definitely has all the ladies a little hot under the collar. And it's not just the salsa. Am I right, girls?
Oh, what do you mean, ladies, Judith? What about the fellas? Are they allowed to have a bit of a swoon over Gordon? What is this, another sexist comment? We have no ideas about Gordon's preference in the matter, have we, viewers? What do you think? Please text and email and let me know your thoughts. Is Gordon being labelled in the workplace?
Gordon is being labelled in this workplace as a fantastic team member, beloved by all our viewers, regardless of gender. Thank you, Susan.
It's happened to all of us, or someone we know it's happened to. Bigotry in the workplace. Keep your stories coming in, folks.
Yes, please keep your stories of kittens and recipes and what your weekend plans are. We'll leave any divisive comments to those other shows. Over to our lovely Jill with the stars now. Jill, what do you see in the heavens for our new girl? Susan, I am warning you for the last time. Stop all this showing off or I will be approaching Mark and Martin to say I won't work with you.
What on earth are you talking about, Judith? I'd heard you were a massive drama queen, but you're actually sounding a bit hysterical. If you feel you can't work with me, obviously it'd be a crushing blow. But if you feel you want to leave, I can't stop you.
Leave? You'll be the one leaving, you fool. I am the queen of the sofa here, Lavon. You're just some bit pump soap diva they've dragged in as everyone else is on holiday. There's a rumour Alexander Armstrong is looking for a cosy move to a sofa slot, so I've only got to click my fingers and...
Yes! I think I'd make a great pairing with Alexander Armstrong. Brilliant idea, Jude!
He'd be doing the show with me. It's my show, you delusional has-been.
No, they'd probably want a whole new look if Alexander came on. So it could well be time for you to go. We've all got to be brave sometimes. Have a think about pastures new. Why not put out some feelers? I'll ask Mark and Martin about it while we're at the brunch.
I told you, do not speak to Mark and Martin. They are not to be approached at any time by temporary staff. I'm going nowhere, lady, so shut it and do this show properly, as trust me, this will be the last time you'll be on Top of the Morning. Thank you, Jill. How fascinating.
Wow. Do you know what, viewers? The hairs on my arms were going up when Jill was speaking. That was absolutely uncanny, wasn't it? Do you know what, Jill? I have a great friend who works at the palace. I know Princess Di had her own astrologer, but I'm not sure what their arrangements are now. I wonder what's in the stars for Camilla. I'll have a word. Oh, no, don't thank me yet, Jill. Give me to the end of the week. I'll give you an email for the palace diary keeper. What's your star sign, Judith?
I'm a Scorpio, if you must know. So, you know people at the palace, do you, Susan? I'm sure our lovely viewers will want to know how a soap queen managed to get her foot in the door. Or were you working there at the time?
That's hilarious, Judith. You can't get your foot in the door at the palace. You're speaking with your foot in your mouth now. You have to be invited. Anyway, what would be wrong with working there?
Oh, you're funny, Susan. No, I hadn't heard any rumours you'd been introduced to royalty. I didn't think they had the soap stars at the same events as the royal family, that's all. That's why I asked if you worked there. Maybe took on some kitchen chores or housemaid work when resting from acting.
That's a brilliant thought, Jude. I looked into my family tree, you know, and I found that my relatives were in service. My family, probably like most of our viewers, are the working classes, the serving classes. Viewers, are you currently working as a cleaner or in a kitchen? I have just had the most amazing idea.
What's that, Susan? You are taking a lot on yourself, aren't you, for the first day?
It's just when you mentioned being a working person, the salts of the earth. Why don't we ask the viewers to nominate themselves or someone they know working in the service industry? We pick a winner, whip them into the studio for a makeover and lunch cooked by our Gordon.
That sounds like an amazing idea to run by our producer here, Susan.
So, do start emailing in, viewers, with your nominations. A Scorpio, are you, Judith? That explains a lot, doesn't it? Real sting in the tail. Oh, sorry, what was that? Sorry, he's off camera, viewers, but Al Gordon, he's off now. He's waving a little box at me. What's that, Gordon? That's so kind. Thank you. You can't see him, viewers, but our boy wonder in the kitchen has popped a couple of samosas and spring rolls into a little Tupperware box for me. So that's my supper sorted. Oh, thanks, Gordon. I'm getting so spoilt here with a lovely, lovely welcome. It's over to Leon now. Who's down on the farm?
How dare you announce a competition like that? Mark and Martin will be furious. Put that phone away. If anything goes wrong with Leon, the camera comes straight back to us.
Hold your water, Jude. Oh, it's my agent. She sent about 1,000 texts. Twitter's in flames. Facebook is blowing up and her phone is ringing off the hook. The public can't believe how amazing my debut is.
Sit down. Where are you going, you idiot? Leon is wrapping up his segment. This is live TV. Sit down.
Mark and Martin were waving like crazy. They say it's early, but the viewing figures are going through the roof. I've got about 1 million emails to read out. Looks like I'm here to stay.
Thank you, Leon. I know how you feel about hanging out with a load of cows.
Really? How's that then? Have you been down on the farm recently then, Judith?
Well, no, I was just having a joke.
Sorry, viewers, is it me or are you totally lost on what Judith is talking about too? Thanks so much for all your emails. I'll read a couple out. Sally in Oldham writes, I'd love to enter the competition as I'm a cleaner at the co-op. I never get time to pamper myself. But if I win the competition, I won't get a makeover from Judith's hairdresser, will I? No fear, Sal. We won't put you through that. Got the thumbs up from my producer during Leon's segment. So, the competition starts now. Get your entries in, folks! That reminds me, Sal, I really must pop into the co-op on the way home. You can't beat them, can you, viewers?
Thank you, Susan. It's over to Sasha, our money-saving expert now. Susan, I'm absolutely exhausted by all this rubbish. I suspect the viewers are tuning in disbelief. We are a laughing stock.
It's not my fault you're a laughing stock, Jude. I've been too busy to notice. Just keeping my head down and trying to impress the boss, touching base with all our lovely viewers. I'm the newbie here, so thanks for helping me so much on my first date. Thank you so much, Sasha. Looks like some of us are going to need to tighten our belts. Although, just for fun, I mentioned to Judith here, some of us need to loosen our belts. She really has been teaching me how not to sit on a sofa on live TV and look like a beached whale. I have just one more email to read out, and that's us, peeps. It's from Raving Ray's Salon in Lancaster. Oh, it's about your hair, Jude. Ray writes, I've had a lot of women in asking for a hairstyle like Meghan Markle's, but I've never had a woman in asking to look like Prince Harry. But live and let live, I say, and let's hope she doesn't show up with a ginger beard next week. Well, here's hoping. So thanks for having me on my first day, everyone. See you tomorrow and
top of the morning.
Top of the Morning was written by Emma Sheehan and performed by Penny Pepper and Emma Sheehan. I upload the next episode here in 2 weeks' time.